Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
On the planet of Astros, Paul and Ivan are still free. Thanks to the hiding place in the clump of strange plants, they escaped detection by their pursuers. After waiting for darkness to fall, they cautiously emerged and crept through the garden to a nearby street. A narrow line of bushes bordered it to the right. But just as they were gliding along behind the protection of these, two Astrosian Amazons came by and caught sight of them.
Come on!
They have seen us. They'll give the alarm. We'll be caught. Quest, you hear Quest? Yes, this is a prisoner, and I'll use it unless you keep quiet. That is better. Do you two understand English? You understand our talk?
A little. It is stood under.
Okay, if it's understood, do as you're told. What now, Van?
Do not act strangely. You understand? You have stopped, not because you see us, but to look at these bushes and flowers. Is it understood?
That is so.
Now walk along naturally and enter the garden.
What are you planning, Van?
Tie them up. Our only chance. Walk along.
Wait, someone coming.
Listen, Astrosians. I have a pistol pointed at you. Stare at the flowers. Give no warning or I fire.
Quick, crouch down, Ivan.
If they give the alarm.
Never fool. Out of it, eh? Out of it.
They've gone past.
Keep down a minute.
I'm in a cold sweat. I was in a flat panic.
It's lucky we have this gun. They are turning into the park. Good.
Keep walking. Right into the shadow. Well, at least I understand, all right.
Yes. This should be far enough.
'Tis death to scullions who act so.
Perhaps so.
Yes. You will be greatly of sorrow.
No talk. Just do as we say.
What are we going to tie him up with, Ivan?
The sash above these pantaloon things they wear should do. Remove it quickly now.
We'll need gags, too.
First tie hands and feet. Tear this into strips.
Yeah. Oh, it won't tear.
Oh, won't it?
No, it's some special tough sort of material.
You are great fools.
Quiet, stay where you are. I can see well in the dark. Paul, tear the feet with these sashes and hurry.
Yeah, it won't take long.
Wind them around twice.
I am.
You too. Remove the belts you wear around your waists. The belts.
Is not understood.
The belts you use for flying. Take them off.
Is not understood.
You understand, all right.
Their feet are tied. I'll take the belts off. Looks like an easy clasp.
Out of the noise! You will be sorrowful of this great sorrow.
Quiet. I'm trying to avoid giving you the ray, but if you make me angry, it will save much trouble.
All right, quieten them.
Here is my knife. Cut off their sleeves.
The sleeves? Oh, yeah, good idea.
You two to tie their hands. Tightly, Paul.
Don't worry, I'm taking no chances. We won't get out of these in a hurry. That's one.
Can you see?
Yeah, reflected light from the roadway.
Now I can do the gagging. This is so good. Quiet.
Where's that other piece? I've got it. Now you, my friend. That's done it.
Now into the bushes with them.
Yeah.
The other. Ah, here's the belt. Now come, we have been here too long. Let us get away quickly.
At least we made the laneway. It's dark, too.
It is as well. If all the roads were luminous, we would never be able to move about.
You think those two will get away from the park?
They should be safe there for a while. But I wish I knew what was said to the passerby.
Yeah, they might have tipped a warning in their lingo.
Look, the end of the lane ahead. Keep in the shadows.
Ivan, how are we going to find Ilma? We don't know where to look.
We saw the car bringing her toward the city.
You know, perhaps if we can get her bearings. We came to the right-hand side of the city, and Ilma seemed to be headed for somewhere over to the left.
But which is the right and left now? And that was from the clearing where we landed, remember?
Oh, yeah. It seems hopeless, doesn't it?
Cautious now. The lane seems to lead into another street.
The shadow near the corner there. A doorway or something. I'm going to have a look from there.
Right. Take care.
I will.
You're back.
What do you know? It's the street we came along.
You are sure?
Certain. It's the one they drove us along when they brought us from the Taurus. I recognize the new building that's going up. It's just along to the left.
Then we know where we are. Ilma must be somewhere at the far side of the street. The far side of the city beyond this street.
Yeah, that means to get to her, we've got to cross the street.
There is a little traffic. Only one vehicle has passed since we have been here.
Oh, but it's so bright, Ivan. Oh, we're sure it'll be seen.
In daylight, it will be even brighter. Wait. Try the door in this wall.
It won't move.
The catch.
There's no knob or anything.
There must be something.
I'll run my fingers over it. Something. A sort of a round bump.
Will it move?
No. I'll try passing it. Van, that's it. The door moved.
We must find clothing, a disguise, perhaps inside here.
We might get caught.
We must cross this street, and we can't do it dressed like this.
No. Well, okay, Van. Lead the way.
Their hearts pounding, Paul and Ivan slip through the opening into the strange building. Meanwhile, on a hopper tie, Rocky and Mitch sit dejectedly in the control cabin.
It's no use, Mitch. We just can't recharge those atomic furnaces. Everything's too radioactive.
You said it, Rocky. Well, that stuff's far too hot to handle without proper protection. What now?
Well, we can't do the job, that's obvious. We have nothing to use as a shield against the strength of the radiation.
All right, so what do these tripeds do about that?
Yeah, they promised the course calculation so we could leave if we fix those things. That's why I promised to try.
Yeah, we can fix them. Tell them that and get the calculations anyway, Rocky.
Oh, I did, Mitch, I did, and all they said was that I'd promised.
You mean they got to keep us here till we do stoke up their central heating?
Mm-hmm.
Whether we can or not? Look, Rocky, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Let's quit all the high-minded ideals and show these monstrosities we mean business.
Oh, Mitch, please, I've
told
you before.
Yeah, I know, you don't like violence. What's wrong with sticking them in the eye with a ray gun and saying the course or else? It's so simple.
Yeah, I'll have to do something, Mitch. Heaven knows where that Taurus is now and what's happening to those kids.
Yeah, and we're supposed to find them, remember? Come on, Rocky, listen to your Uncle Mitch and be sensible.
I don't know whether it's
possible. Oh, here you are, you two. You still puzzling?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I. Hey, what's the idea? We beat our brains out while you do a tourist joint around those ruins out there.
Well, I have to do something to keep up my morale. Besides, Rocky, I've found something really interesting.
Oh?
It seems to be a door of some kind. And there are symbols on it. Sort of picture writing.
Symbols? Prehistoric comic strips.
Oh, well, one symbol was a dome with wavy lines radiating from it.
Look, I get... Dome? Did you say dome?
Wavy lines. Hey, that could represent heat.
Well, that's what I thought. I don't know what's in there, but it just might give you a lead about those atomic furnaces.
Well, let's take a peek at this place. Come on, climb into spacesuits and let's go.
Here it is, Rocky.
Half buried. That's a doorway, all right.
Yeah. And look, that doesn't represent one of those heating domes. You can call me a Martian moron.
And the other signs look as if they could be connected with electronics, too.
Yeah, the trouble is, how do we open this thing?
It's lain so long, and all that soil and rubble.
Yep. Well, we'll have to break in.
I don't like the idea of using a ray gun. There might be something in there that'll go up.
The pulsator energy beam. That's our best chance.
Okay, just as well you brought it.
All right, now stand clear and I'll see if it makes any impression on the top part of the door.
It's blasting chips off it, Rocky.
Yeah, looks like metal, but it's really stone.
I think it's cracking.
A mighty tough material.
Did it!
That's it, all right.
Smash it to fragments. Should be easy to get through there. Light, Mitch. Okay, thanks. Hey, it's quite a drop down there. Look. Hey. Long way down by the look of things. Still, it's no good standing around. I'm definitely going down. Here goes.
Oh, Rocky. You sure it'll be all right to go down?
Well, I don't know, Di. It's rather hard to tell from up here by this torchlight, but it seems to be.
Well, be careful anyway. You just take it very easy, Rocky, and keep watching me, and I'll be watching you. If anything goes wrong, give me a scream.
Okay, Mitch. Okay, well, just steady me, will you, while I scramble through?
Okay, hold on. All right. Easy, does it?
All right, steady.
Easy.
A bit more light.
Right. How's that?
Okay. Now I should be able... Mitch! Die, quickly! Help me out, quickly! Pull me out before it's too late!
What unexpected danger has Rocky found in the buried room that he should call out so urgently? And what of Paul and Ivan creeping into the building on Astros? There are exciting developments ahead, so don't miss the next action-packed chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure, Lost in Space!